SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
在节目开始之前，我们先向这块土地的传统守护者库林族的威武让人表示敬意。朋友大家好，您正在收听由 SBS 学英语为您倾情打造的真人秀双语英语学习类谈话节目《英文难不难》。我叫 Dory， 是 SBS Learn English 的内容制作人，也是《英文难不难》的节目主持人。更重要的一点，我还是一名有着超过10年学龄的英语学习者。我认为啊，在英语学习的道路上，虽然每个人的遭遇都是 so different， 但遇到的问题却是 same same。好啦，有请我们可爱的 Vanessa， 听听她的故事，看看跟你像不像。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vanessa。我曾经在国内呢是一名新闻主播，但是就在一年前，我拖家带口的来到了澳大利亚。来这里一切都很新鲜，但是呢，学英语却让我遇到了我的大问题。那我就跟 Dory 一起来学一下吧。
学英语对于很多人说是一件很难的事情，但是我觉得最难的一点应该是我们对学英语这件事情没有足够的自信，也没有足够的了解。我们已经走过这么长一段路了， Vanessa， 让我们最后来一次，英文难
不难？
哦，我今天有点不开心。
怎么啦？
这是我们最后一集节目了。
对我来说心情更加复杂，既开心又有一点难过，你懂的。
我懂的，我懂的。
因为我开心的是经过了这么长一段时间的学习，我的英语确实得到了进步。
这是一件我非常开心的事情，你知道吗？
难过的是要跟大家 say bye bye 了。
我们先把眼泪收起来。这个旅程对于你来说只是你在澳洲生活的第一步，我相信经过了这一段经历之后，你会在这里更加的适应，更爱这里的生活，也更爱英语。
那是一定的。
而且我发自内心的说， Vanessa， 我一步一步看着你越来越自信，我真的好高兴啊。
You know, I feel more confidence in learning English.
I know it.
So,
what?
I always chat to my kids in English.
Oh, wow, your English is so good now.
But, 我儿子老是笑我。
儿子笑你什么了？
就像我就是有时候跟他，我现在跟他聊天，我确实是尝试着用英文去向他学习，就多跟他聊天，把他当做锻炼我英语的一个很好的 tool。
儿子都成你学英语的 tool 了，工具了。
然后呢，但是有时候聊着聊他就会说，哎呀妈妈，你这个词儿是word 不是 word， 然后呢也会说，哎呀是 think 不是 think。 哎，有时候大庭广众之下搞得我好丢人啊，我又不敢说英文了。
这个问题应该是，我觉得不仅是你，很多英语学习者应该都会感到有一点困惑，然后有畏难情绪的一个问题，就是我们的 accent，
对，
口音。
帮帮我吧。
帮帮你吧。今天我给你请来了一个大来宾。让他自己介绍自己吧。 Welcome, Howie!
Thank you. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Howie.
It's so nice to meet you.
Me too.
I hear that you are coming along and learning lots of great English.
Yes.
I am a lecturer at Monash University, and I lecture on language and linguistics.
So basically, you study language.
I study language and how people learn language and how people use language and how we can use and learn language better.
Master.
Master of language. 师傅，请收徒儿一拜。
And I'm so shy now.
Don't need to, yeah. 好了，我给我们的听众朋友一点点 background. Howie 呢是莫纳什大学语言学的语言学专家，所以今天呢，我们就跟 Howie 一起来讨论一下关于口音的那些事儿。First of first, I want to ask Howie a simple question. What is accent?
Accent is the way that we pronounce our words, but the way that we pronounce our words from what we learned from our parents, mm-hmm. what we learned from our friends.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about accent,
yes,
is accent is a part of us because accent comes from our parents and it comes from our friends.
口音就是我们说的 accent、
嗯、
是我们如何发音的方法和我们发出来的这个音、嗯、然后呢它不是我们与生俱来的是我们根据我们身边的人是怎么说这个词汇而学来的、嗯、所以
我不需要再纠结我的 accent because that is from my friend
对所以你 accent 不好是你 parents 和你 friends 的问题不是你的问题
所以是你的问题
所以是我的 accent 不好所以我影响了你
我在中国国内的时候小朋友们学英语、
嗯、
我们家长就会讨论哎，你要给他学美语还是 英语啊哪一个会更好听啊、
嗯、
哪一个以后出去更方便啊对就会有这些的讨论
大家觉得哎，你要学伦敦音那是王室用的英文、
啊、觉得很优雅、
嗯、
对
就是我们对 accent 会有一些刻板印象、
嗯、对对对
觉得什么样的 accent 适合干什么我们今天来请教一下哈维看看这些刻板印象究竟是不是存在的。
嗯嗯
we were just talking about, we have a lot of stereotypes about accent.
刻板印象、嗯、stereotype.
Yes, we often have stereotypes about different accents.、
Mm-hmm.
And those stereotypes, once again, often come from our friends.
Yes.
But also from the television or the movies that we are watching. For a very long time in England, they talked about the Queen's English and that the Queen's English was the best English.
Each Christmas at this time, my beloved father broadcast a message to his people in all parts of the world. Today, I am doing this to you who are now my people. As he used to do, I am speaking to you from my own home, where I am spending Christmas.
Yes.
And because the Queen's English was the best English, all of us around the world should use and learn the Queen's English.So because people talked about the Queen's English like this, this idea spread throughout the world. So because of this, people associate or people think about the Queen's English as being very fancy.
那我有一个问题，就是在英语里面，是不是有像我们现在就普通话是标准，前后鼻音，哎，有没有这种就是对很严格的发音的要求
哎，这个也是我很好奇的问题就是我们在英语里面有没有这个所谓的
标准发音、嗯、correct accent
The idea of a correct accent is one of the biggest myths in English teaching
Oh, keep going、
mm-hmm.
We love to listen to secret stories
Well, if you go to Britain If you go to Great Britain,
如果你去英国的话
there are many different kinds of ways of speaking English. There isn't just one way of speaking English.、
Mm-hmm.
And also, we talked about the Queen's English as being fancy English、
yes.
and posh English. But also, some people think that the Queen's English is arrogant.
Oh!就是有人觉得女王说的英文是很高大上的、嗯、但是也有人觉得有一点自大 arrogant、
嗯、When we think of accents oftentimes they have positive stereotypes、
嗯、
and negative stereotypes but these usually come from the beliefs in the community、
yeah.
I love it其实 Howie 刚刚给我们讲的就是在英文当中没有这个概念就是像我们普通话有一套系统去测试有一个统一标准这就让我想到了其实我们在中国我不知道现在大家还有没有就是这种学英语的口号就是为什么我们会这么对于美音伦敦音有这么大的执念因为我们小时候的那种学英语的机构给我们就是营销的都是学一口
流利
的
美式英语
那个时候我印象很深，大概初中左右就总是跑到书店去买那种一整套一整套的那个疯狂英语，你知道吗？然后拿回来开始读听，就一直想要把自己的口音改变过来，到现在也都忘了。
So is there such a thing really called authentic English?
No, I think that it's a sales technique. I think it's a, to be fair, I think some people believe that there is an authentic English, but each person's journey toward English is going to be unique.
Yeah.
You will learn some of the features of the accent where you are going to.
So what's your accent, Howie? 你的口音是什么?
I have...Probably a standard American accent.
You American, now. Okay.
But when I was young, I had an accent from a place called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
我们要查一下，但是我知道 Pennsylvania 是宾夕法尼亚。
And the accent that I grew up with was actually named America's Ugliest Accent.
Why?
Well, this is the thing about accents. When we have attitudes toward accents, we often don't have attitudes toward the accents. We have attitudes toward the people who use those accents. And the people from my city in the past...are coal miners.
Coal miners?
So they worked as miners.
Yes, 挖矿的人。
Or they worked in factories.
So they are like middle class.
We might say working class.
Working class, yeah.
Working class.
工人阶级。大部分生活在他那个地方的人都是工人阶级。对。
People sometimes had a negative attitude toward the people because they viewed them maybe as being lower. But...To me, I think one of the best things now is people in my city are very proud of their accents.
Oh, yes.
And I think that that is one of the best things that you can do with your accent is not be ashamed of your accent, but be proud of your accent, even if other people maybe look down on your accent. If you and your social group can be proud of your accent, I think that that's the best thing that you can do because it's your accent.
刚刚就是我觉得 Howie 刚刚讲了一段我觉得非常有价值的内容，就是其实往往我们对口音的这些误解、刻板印象不是对于口音本身，而是使用这种口音的人。
其实我们只要自己为我们自己的口音骄傲就可以了。我在来澳洲之前我有被问到这样的问题，就是说，哎，你把你孩子送到澳洲了，那你儿子以后的英文就是澳式发音，就是乡村英语。他说，那你能接受吗？其实我
你当时也有这种担忧，对不对？
会有，因为周围的人都这么说，你就会有这样的担忧。但是现在我会觉得，我如果说有一点当地的口音，特别是我在国外或者在其他地方，
你入乡随俗了，
对，我听到了，听到了我家乡的口音，我会觉得特别亲切。其实英语也是一样，我可能我的孩子以后去到其他的国家，哎，听到了澳洲的口音，他们就他们可能就是一个 group 了，他们能拉近人与人之间的距离。
很多人会很容易把 accent and pronunciation 口音和发音认成是同一件事情，其实这是不一样的两件事情。
I think that they're very related. So if it's an misunderstanding that people have, I think it's understandable. Because they are related. When we think about accent, as I said, oftentimes accent is best thought of as a very social thing.
Yeah.
But pronunciation contributes to that. Because our ability...for somebody to understand us sometimes, our ability for somebody to be able to make sense of who we are as an English speaker sometimes relates to working on those pronunciations that can be a little bit tricky to make sense of. Any time when you're learning a second language, there are sometimes those sounds that are very difficult or feel very difficult to do. And yeah, a lot of that is just... practicing with your tongue and trying to...
Okay, that is the thing that we're going to talk about in our next section. 发音和口音是两件不一样的事情。虽然我们可以很自信的不介意自己的口音，但是练习好好的英语发音其实是有助于我们表达，有助于我们清晰的吐字归音的。所以在接下来的环节当中呢，就让我们跟哈维一起学一些好的技巧，如何练习我们的英文发音。Vanessa， 你有觉得哪一些就是英文的发音对于你来说是特别难发出来或者是发好的吗？
有哎，我从我儿子小的时候，我跟他们一起学那个 phonics， 就自然拼读的时候，我就觉得英语怎么那么复杂，什么 ea e，
尤其是几个元音 a e，
对，就我听起来都是一样的，你知道吗？ a 和 e， 它的发音我觉得有什么区别，但是它又是两种发音，所以今天我也想问一问 Howie， 我是怎么来分辨这些发音。
I think for a lot of learners of Australian English, the vowels are very different. The vowels,
yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of vowels in Australian English, and there's a lot of what we call diphthongs.
Diphthongs?
Diphthongs are like vowels where the tongue moves a lot in the mouth.
Can you give us an...
The way that you said no...
Noi.
Exactly.
Oh, they will turn. They will 转弯.
Oh, I can't identify.
Identify?
Yeah. I can't identify long vowels and short vowels.
就是长的元音有时
和
短元音
And this is actually a really important thing to talk about, because we spend a lot of time in the English classroom teaching students, for instance, how to say the. Exactly.
对，我们以前也会，我们以前学英文的时候，老师会花很多时间跟我们讲怎么发那个咬住舌头。Thank you.
But that doesn't matter, actually. We spend all of this time in the classroom focusing on the and s, but it's not as important as the long and short vowels. Long and short vowels are really important to people understanding you. So those are the kinds of things that are really useful to practice.
Can you give us an example that long vowel or short vowel will really impact intelligibility?
Sit.Versus seat.
Sit down.
Feet versus fit. Fit is the short.
Short, fit.
Yep, F-I-T,
F-I-T. Yes.
And feet is the long vowel.
F-E-E-T.
F-E-E-T. So, feet.
脚
feet.
Yeah. Feet. 就是我们长元音和短元音确实会影响我们，就是别人识别我们的英文发音。Do you have any tips or tricks that we can practice in terms of how to pronounce long vowel or short vowels?
I totally do.
Thank you so much. We totally want to know.
So a really useful way to practice these sorts of sounds is to use what we call in linguistics minimal pairs. So a minimal pair is when you take two words that are only different by one sound. So the kinds of sounds, the kinds of words that we just used now. Pick, peek, just make a big long list of words like that, and then just...keep practicing between one or the other.
Minimum pair 应该是我们找近音词，然后所谓的近音词就是这两个单词当中可能只有一个音会影响它们的发音，就好像 sit 和 sit， 前面是 s， 结尾是 t， 中间就是那么一个音会影响这个词的整个意思。我们就把这样的近音词挑出来，着重练习。Howie, can you give us some?Practice that we can try the minimal pair in studio?
So we can do minimal pairs, but also after minimal pairs, we can begin to think about like tongue twisters.
绕口令来了 tongue twister.
All right. To reach riches, peat picked peak peaches. I woke up and I wrote this before I had my first coffee. I was like, how mean can I be?
No. You were so mean. So, wait, we wanted you here to solve the problem, but you're now a troublemaker.
I feel like I've...
Okay, how about we just have a competition?
You gotta be fair.
I'm so
stressed. This is a battle between Vanessa and Dory.
Round one.
To reach riches, Pete picked pink peaches.
Okay, that's Doris showtime. To reach riches, Pete picked pink peaches.
That was both so good.
Oh, no, you have to pick one.
No, I can't.
Okay, we can have round two. How about we have a second twister?
Done another one? You want to do another
one? Done another one?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But first of all, we need an example from Teacher Howie.
Big Bad Betty bet the brown bear berries that bats bit Ben.
Oh. Okay, I go first this
one. Okay.
Round two.
Big Bad Betty bet the brown bear berries that the bats beat Ben.
That's so good.
Oh, I feel pressure.
I'm looking at you.
Big Bad Betty bet the brown bear berries that the bat beat Ben.
We both are so good. I know what you're going to say.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
So, here's the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be kinder to Vanessa because Vanessa is learning English.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
I feel like you did amazing as a learner of English,
exactly.
So I want to celebrate that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
有练习绕口令的书。
Oh, 对哦。
There are definitely tongue twister books.
Okay, we really appreciate Howie for joining us today. And as you know, today is the last episode of our journey. 然后今天呢也是我们节目的最后一集。我知道你自己也准备了一个小礼物。
嗯，我想让我的老师们看一看我的英语进步有多快。嗯，
所以你准备了一个小小的演讲，对不对？
嗯，对。
She prepared a little speech, yeah, to wrap up her journey.
So excited.
Yeah, we are so excited.
Thank
Now it's
you.
Your show time.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm a mom, a wife, and a business owner. 1 year ago, I moved to Australia with my family. Everything is new to me in Australia. I like here.I like the blue sky, I like long beachside, I like coffee, and I like nice people here as well. Move to a new country is difficult for me, but most difficult is to speak English. I have tried many ways to speak English, but all failed. SBS Learn English has changed my life. I met many of great people here.Thank you, Ben. You made me more confident to say hi and to introduce myself. Thank you, Aline. You make me to feel learn English is a part of my life. Thank you, Mark. You made me not to overthink Chinese English. Thank you, Howie. You make me more confident about my accent.So, thank you everybody, thank you Dory, thank you SBS. From now on, I can learn English more confidence and I will keep going to learn English. Don't hasty to learn English, it can be more fun.
Wow! 你好棒啊！我真的不敢想象，就这么短短3到4个月，你的英文真的是突飞猛进。而且最让我欣慰的一点是，你对这个语言真的有了更深的了解。你觉得它不是一件让你望闻却步的事情了，你更 open 对这个语言，也更 open 对这个国家，也更 open 你的新生活。我真的非常非常的骄傲。
对，我觉得就放开我们的心情，去拥抱这个新的环境，去拥抱我们身边的每一个人。去放松的接受这个新的环境，是对我们这些新来的澳洲的新的移民来说是很重要的一件事情。
Congratulations on your journey. Your English is so good. It's so clear. But most of all, I feel like it's your own unique voice. And to take a journey through Australian English and English and to end with your unique voice is success in English, I think. I hope that your story will be an inspiration to others. Be bold, be brave, but most of all, be yourself.
Yeah,
and be yourself.
And I think you've been successful. Australia has a diversity of voices, a diversity of English voices, and now your voice is part of that diversity of English voices. Oh, so congratulations. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you, Doris. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, everyone. SBS, I love it.
English love you. Australia love you, and we all love you.
Keep going.
Keep going. 那在节目的最后，我们也要感谢这一段时间以来跟随我们一起学英语、一起成长的听众朋友和观众朋友，感谢大家的收听，感谢大家的收看。这只是我们英文学习旅程的第一步。如果你想学习更多澳洲英文，记得去 SBS Learn English 的官方网站。我们的故事还在继续，我们的学英语之旅也还在继续。最后，让我们一起喊出我们节目的名字，也是我们节目的口号：英文难。
不难，
拜拜。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想要获得更多免费学习澳洲英文的资料和内容，记得去 SBS Learn English 的官方网站。我们的网址是 sbs.com.au/learnenglish。同时，也别忘了关注我们的 Facebook 脸书，随时随地获得更多更新的英语学习小妙招。让我们一起好好学英语，并在学英语的过程中发现更多有趣好玩的生活趣事。Thank you, everyone. Hope you have a great day. Bye for now.